Everybody, we are joined by Scott Patterson. He is going to be rocking Jurgle's Rhythm Grill in early May. Scott, first of all, thanks for calling.
Thank you, Scott. Pleasure to be with you.
I heard a comment from you on YouTube. You said, it's rock and roll. Write what you feel and scream it out. Is that a good way to describe your musical philosophy?
It's a little more melodic than that. Yeah, that's the gist of it. Yeah. For sure.
I'm digging your songs. I got to say, I was expecting singer-songwriter, and there's some of that element, but like Ha Ha Song, that rock, Cell Phone, that's like alternative rock. I Want to Kiss You More, I'd call that almost power pop. Got a lot of cool sounds, cool rhythms.
Yeah, thank you. Ha Ha Song was a punk song that we dressed up a little bit. Yeah, I write a lot of different types of songs, and some I perform, some I don't, but... We've got a wide variety of on our menu of songs for this 90-minute set, so we're really excited about it.
Well, describe the show itself for people coming out to Jurgle's to see you here in Pittsburgh 2 weeks from now. Do you have a backing band behind you? What's it going to look and sound like?
Yeah, we're a total of seven. We got two lead guitar players. I'm also on rhythm. We got Neil Schoen's son, Miles Schoen, if you know Neil from Journey.
Oh, yeah.
And his son is an absolute beast on lead guitar. We've got Matt Hankel on drums, who's a legend. We've got Dylan Wilson on bass. His musical director, Zoo, on the keyboards. These are elite players. I've known them a long time. We've always wanted to play together. We've also got Maya Sykes on backup vocal, who's just about as good as it gets. So we've got quite a show for you. It's a big sound, it's really quite something. We're having a really great time in rehearsal. Today's our last rehearsal before we head up to Tracy, California, for our first gig, and then we'll see you guys Jurgle's in at the end of the month or early May, actually. So we're very excited.
Well, I noticed from the concert photo that's a Les Paul Electric you're holding there.
That is not going on the road with me, I'll tell you that much. we'll get something else, but that stays in the vault.
Well, you're, of course, famed for your acting career. Some people might know you played professional baseball, too, but music may have predated it all. You were a music fan and had a passion for music pretty early, it seems like.
Yeah, I started my first band in third grade. We played two songs and two songs only for a couple of years. I'm Not Your Stepping Stone and... back in the USSR, we were very good at those two songs.
I bet.
So all you really need is two songs, and you can play this sixth grade talent show. That's what I discovered. So.
Two songs and three chords, right? That's all you need. And how did it evolve from there? Were you like in a garage band at some point? You moved out to California. Did you start doing that thing?
All through high school, wanted to go to New York and try to make it as a musician with the band. But two of the guys. Wanted to go to college and do other things, and so I ended up going to college and doing other things. And I've had bands off and on in my life, and then when I moved to L.A., I got back into music. I'm always writing songs. Played a lot out at the Kibitz Room at Cantor's Deli, and I met a lot of musicians. And, I know the music scene pretty well. It has been a first love, and now it's kind of a full circle moment. I'm playing some pretty nice halls. I'm coming to Pittsburgh to play Jurgle's, and we're real excited about it.
Were there bands and singers along the way that really influenced you a lot?
I grew up in the classic rock era, so all of those bands, Led Zeppelin, Springsteen, The Who, Yes, I mean, you name it. I'd go into Philadelphia. I grew up in South Jersey, so we just jump on the speed line going to Philadelphia. Junior high and high school, see all those bands at the Spectrum where the Flyers played hockey. So we were exposed to all the great music happening in that era, and I saw everybody. So, yeah, I'm influenced by a lot of people.
Well, Penguins and Flyers are getting out playoff hockey, so maybe we better not talk about that.
Yeah, let's not talk about that.
So do you talk about inspirations, or do you tell any stories when you're in concert? Is it one of those things maybe you set up a song, talk about the meaning behind it, or do you just plug in and jam?
Absolutely. Nobody's heard the song before. So the only way that they're going to really pay attention to your song is if you tell them why you wrote it, the story behind it, and then they'll have, you know, they'll have a little bit of history about that song, so it'll be a little more interesting to listen to it. Otherwise, it's just, you know, listen, how many times have you gone to see big bands and they say, well, we're going to play some new material, and you head to the bathroom, right? So, yeah. So if you two can't get away with it, I can't get away with it. So I gotta really set it up with a nice story.
Well, I think it'd be pretty hard for you not to reference Gilmore Girls, too. That's brought you a lot of fame. And, you know, is that something you talk about? You find a way to weave that in? Or?
You know what? Fans will insist on talking about it. They'll shout things at me from the audience, and I will respond. Yes, absolutely. It's a part of every gig we've ever done. And it's just, you know, you just go with the flow. I mean, if people want to fire out a question, that's fine with me. I don't care.
I'll talk about anything.
You know?
I did a Gilmore Girls trivia party last year, and it was easy. I put on a flannel shirt, a backwards blue ball cap, some 5 o'clock shadow on my face. I had to look.
Yeah,
but
there you go.
People love that show, though. And can you? I just want to ask. Can you recall a specific moment when you realized this was more than a TV show, that you guys were, I don't know, doing like a cultural milestone or touchstone or something?
I think that really hit home 2016-ish, when Netflix wanted to do those four additional episodes, and they were actually movies. So we did four movies in 3.5 months. And I just thought at that time that this thing really has some legs. It's doing so well on Netflix streaming. It's in the top 7 or top 8 every single winter in viewing hours. So, yeah, I think – and now it's even, you know, it's even grown from there. It seems to be growing every year. It's something that just keeps getting larger and larger, and I do a lot of conventions as well, and I meet people all the time, and four generations will show up, from, you know, a 6-year-old to a grandmother, a great-grandmother, and it's just unbelievable the way this show continues to gain a fan base, and it's just extraordinary.
People love the Luke character. He's been called a curmudgeon, but a lovable guy. And what was your headspace when you were playing him? Is there a certain kind of feel you thought Luke had to bring?
Well, when I read the pilot script, it was really about knowing what my job was in that ensemble, which was, in my opinion, and that's the risk I took, was to be a sort of a counterweight to all these very light, airy, funny characters, and just go way against that, because it needed an anchor, and that diner was going to be that anchor, and that character had to be sort of a rock and an anchor like that. So that's kind of what I took in the room with the audition, and worked out, you know.
And you've kind of leaned into it. Talk about Scotty P's Big Mug Coffee. You got some product there.
Well, if you love coffee and you love specialty coffee, best in the world, then, you know, buy from me. Get the Warner. But we have a co-branding deal with Warner Brothers, and we make all of their Gilmore Girls lines of coffees, teas, jellies, jams, pancake mix, syrup, everything. We've got about 24 SKUs with them now that they sell on the WB.Tours website, and that's my company backing it. So we're pretty much a wholesaler at this point. We like being a wholesaler. If people want to contact us at support@scottyp.com, and they want the Scotty P's Big Mug Coffee SKUs, then we can, you know, do a bulk order for them. Special, but basically we're a wholesaler.
You gotta try some of that. Well, you mentioned South Jersey, kind of a Philly guy too. Did you ever spend a lot of time here in Western Pennsylvania?
I not particularly, no. Pittsburgh is not. I don't. I think I've been there a few times. I'm eager to get there and play for those fans. You know, Philly, South Jersey is really, you know, my stomping grounds. New York, that kind of place. I haven't gotten down to Pittsburgh much, no.
It's a cool venue. It's one of those ones. It's like two stories, and there are people behind the stage, literally behind you, atop of your head. You're surrounded by people.
Wow.
It's got that old – they call it a roadhouse for a reason. It's got that vibe. Yeah, is that the kind of place you're comfortable playing? You like that?
Yeah, that's cool. It sounds like a lot of fun. I just hope nobody pours drinks on us.
They won't happen. Scott, what else do you want to talk about? You're heading here, Jurgles Rhythm Girl. You got your 7-piece band with you. You're doing some new songs. Are we going to hear any debuts that no one's ever heard before? Or?
Actually, today on Instagram Live at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, I'm debuting a new song that we are going to play in the set. It's called Working Man, and it's something I wrote with a couple other people in Nashville at Warner Chapel in one of the writers' rooms about a year ago, year and a half ago. It's really the only ballad we're doing. Everything else is pretty high energy, and this kind of slows it down a little bit. So we're going to debut that today on Instagram Live, so tune in if you guys want to, and you'll hear it on the tour, too.
Awesome. Scott, anything else you want to talk about, any other projects in the works, whether it's TV, music, coffee, or anything else?
You know, my other than that, my main focus is really getting the Philadelphia Eagles back to the Super Bowl. Go Birds.
All right, fair enough. All right, man, enjoy talking to you. Enjoy the music. Looking forward to having you here in Pittsburgh.
All right, Scott. Thanks so much.
Yep, keep it up. Bye.
Take care.